when this research opportunity first came up and I read it and I thought, this looks quite good, Juliet MacArthur's in it. She's kind of an icon to research and NHS Lothian-task nurses. I thought, that's great, I'll help Juliet with a wee bit of research. Got involved, looked at it, thought, yes, this looks really exciting. I've got a question. Then I had another question, then another question. And it was hard to kind of get it narrowed down. Juliet kept trying to narrow me down. Did our presentations a couple of weeks ago where we said what we were going to do, noticed Heather's face in the background when I was trying to talk about what I was going to do, going, you can't do all that. More experience from the study days that we've had on research in Edinburgh University, and found that they were speaking a language that I wasn't altogether familiar with. I've spoken to people at work about my research. Some have been very enthusiastic. Colleague that I'm working most closely with at the moment, so enthusiastic that he wants me to develop a textbook, which I think is really a bit beyond me. That's not happening. And the prompt card that I'm talking about putting around the neck, he thinks maybe a big, huge prompt card, so the nurses will be walking along like this. Research is really interesting, but it's really scary. So the reason that I chose an iceberg for my picture, what helped me think of what I've learned, is that from far away, icebergs look lovely. They look gorgeous, awe-inspiring. When you get close to it, it's big, it's white. You can't actually see what you're doing because it's all white round about you. So sometimes it's hard to figure out. There's an awful lot underneath as well. The deeper you go, the more that you find. So that's why I chose an iceberg, and that's really what I've learned. It's big.